from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
Today, we get ready for summer with stories and poems from youth throughout Pittsburgh. First, students at Pittsburgh King talk about their dream vacations.
Hi, my name is Cherub. I'm 12 years old. I go to Martin Luther King. My dream vacation is to go to Las Vegas with my cousin / friend, Justice Isis. We're going to turn up because we're going to catch a private jet and spend all of our money.
Hi, my name is Justice. I'm 13 years old and I go to Pittsburgh King. My dream vacation, I would go to Miami with my cousin Cherub so we could turn up Miami real quick for a week and then fly back. So obviously, our form of transportation is a private jet.
Hi, my name is Isis. I'm 11, and for my dream vacation, I will take a helicopter to France. I will eat their food, go shopping, and see the Eiffel Tower. Why? To see new things.
Hey, my name is K1 Marshall, and I want to take a trip in a time machine to Las Vegas with my bro Markel and Nikir. We will go out to eat at Red Lobster or get a couple burgers at McDonald's. We could go see a Selena Gomez concert.
Hi, my name is Markel, and I'm 13 years old. My dream vacation is to go to Las Vegas, and the way I'm going to get there is a private jet. I'm taking my friends, and we're going to gamble and get lucky and be rich.
Hey, my name is Damar, and I'm 12 years old. The place I want to go is North Carolina. I have a family there. We will look at the city, watch college football, and go out to dinner. I will get there by car because I don't trust flying.
Hi, my name is Jordan. I'm 11 years old. For my dream vacation, I'm going to take a plane to Germany, and I'm going to take my family, and while I'm there, I am going to try and learn the German language. When I do learn the German language, I can know what my stepmom is saying when she is talking to us in German. Since my stepmom is German, me and her can keep secrets from my dad when we're talking German and he won't understand us. I am also going to learn how to make German food, so then if I'm hungry, I can make it whenever I want.
Hi, my name is Kiar. I'm 12 years old. On my dream vacation, I would go to New York. I would bring my mom and I will get there by driving. When I'm there, I will see the Statue of Liberty.
Hi, my name is Jamis, and I go to Pittsburgh King. For my dream vacation, I want to go on a U.S. tour to see all the states. Two in particular are California and Maryland. I'll drive in a van to do concerts, and I'm going to go with Najaya and party.
Hi, my name is Najaya, and I'm 13 years old, and my dream vacation is I will go home and go to sleep, and I bring anybody with me.
Now, kids from Wilkinsburg share haikus inspired by summertime.
My name is Theodore, and my haiku is called My Life. A summertime is best. I have very special talents, and Ian is my best friend.
My name is Leif, and this is my haiku. Summertime, fun time. Turtle Creek is really awesome. Wilkinsburg is fun.
My name is Shayana. Smoothies. So smooth and fruity. So many jumping flavors. So good.
My name is Janaba. My title is Summer. Summer very hot. Summer, go out with your friend. Go to Kennywood.
On our last segment, students from Woodland Hills Junior Senior High School share summer vacation stories.
Hi, my name is Jay Sean. I am 14 and I go to Woodland Hills. My first summer vacation was when I went to Chicago. and I had to ride on a train for 13 hours straight at 12 o'clock in the morning. I was with my dad because my brother and my stepmom went home already. I had to ride on a train for 13 hours and then get on another one for another hour and a half. And then I rode in a car for another 3 hours. I was going fishing for the whole summer, and I didn't catch one fish. There was big trouts and stuff like that, and it was a lot of storms. We got water in our kitchen because I opened the door to take the trash out, and like it was raining a lot, and I opened the door, and there was like a whole lot of water in the kitchen. So I had to clean that out. I got in trouble for it. I got in trouble for losing my fishing rod in a tree. We were very close to a tree, and I let go because like I didn't know I was pulling on a branch. I lost the fishing line, and I was rolling it in, right? And the branch swung up, and I got smacked by the fishing rod, and it was in a tree. Still there, probably.
My name's Dereja. So this is funny, but it's not. It's a long story, so I'm not going to tell all of it. We went to Florida to go to Disney World, and one day, we was getting on a Hulk. And I'm scared of heights, so I was telling myself I wasn't getting on. So we was in line, and the line took like a whole hour. And when we got on, I started looking down, and I thought I was going to fall out. So my seatbelt wouldn't like buckle, like I was too skinny. So I was crying the whole time because I thought I was going to fly out. When we were like going up, and then we flew down, I flew forward. I will never get on a ride again, ever, a roller coaster in my life. One year, I was going to North Carolina with my aunt, and it was the worst trip ever. Because in the car, me and my cousin kept arguing. And then there's a baby that kept crying. And then we kept asking, when is this ride going to be over and stuff. We were like 5. And I remember I got out the car, and I wasn't supposed to. There's a gas station there, but like I wasn't supposed to get out. And my aunt wasn't paying attention. I just got out, and I was like, I'm hungry. So I just walked the little store thing, and she was like, Dereja. Then my cousin was like, this is why you can't go nowhere. I didn't ask you.
But my name's Amira. I was on my way to, I think, St. Louis. And we, like, was packing the car up. And my mom thought I was in the car, but the door was still open. I was still outside the car. And I put one of my legs in the car. She started driving, and I fell off the car. And she yelled at me and said I was going too slow. But she didn't even hear her door close. I don't like sitting in the car, but I like going to see family. My dad said we can't talk because he needs to focus. Because there's 3 of us. I have 2 siblings, and my little brother always has to sit in the middle. I go to a different state every summer, family reunions, visiting family, Alabama. I was born there, and my dad's side of the family lives over there.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation. And was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.